Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Dolphins bring four. Pickett in the middle. He's intercepted. Trying to force it in. And the safety, Javon Holland, took it away. And he's got it around midfield. Big play by the captain of the Dolphins defense.
Learn from. Second and four. Jermar Jefferson in the game for the first time today. And a diving interception made at the 12-yard line. Justin Simmons with a spectacular pick. His fifth of the year.
CBS and Fox with the highlights, and Justin Simmons and Javon Holland both on the market, available to any team to sign. Do either, both, obviously they won't sign both, but do these guys make sense potentially for the Ravens? And what else is out there?
I think they absolutely do. I would be shocked if they signed a young safety like Holland.
I don't see it.
I would be...
Remember he blew up that Ravens game Thursday night.
Before he started getting hurt, he was on a hell of a path, and in a very sort of tepid free agent market overall, and with safeties, yes, the prices are going up, but they're still cheaper than other positions. I have a hard time seeing the Ravens being anywhere close on a 25-year-old safety who's getting his first bite at the apple. I would be happily floored if they were even significantly, whatever in on means, in on him. I would be stunned.
Yeah, I don't see Holland happening either. And we always joke, and it's true, they spend top dollar at the safety position.
Earl Thomas, Marcus Williams.
And they're going to spend top dollar at make Kyle Hamilton the highest paid in the history of the position. But I've been saying all offseason that Simmons makes so much sense for me. And even seeing his value on Spotrac, $5.8 million. I would do that in a heartbeat. He made 1 year, $7.5 million last year with the Falcons. A little bit of an older guy, 31 years old.
Yep, but that's what they like because it's cheaper.
Yeah. That's what they like, and this is someone who he's been a ball hawk over his career. 32 career interceptions. He hasn't had a year in which he's had less than two interceptions on the season. The numbers still check out. It was 2 years removed from being a second-team All-Pro. I think he would fit that third safety mold in this defense perfectly.
So, Jason,
I agree.
In your mind, if you're looking at Justin Simmons, how much is left in the tank?
Well, I think more than Jordan Poyer or some of the, like, you start looking at true free safety options, right? There's not, they got, they're fine on box safeties, they're fine on hybrid safeties. Like, I've been a Jeremy Chinn guy forever.
Yeah.
Jeremy Chinn is Kyle Hamilton light. Like, that's, you know, that.
Could
that's,
they play together? You don't,
I don't think
so. Yeah.
No, I would be shocked if they did something like that. I would think Mike McDonald would be looking at Jeremy Chinn, but then again, I thought he would do it last year. You know, Rodney McLeod's had a nice career. He's 35 years old. Like, I don't know that you want to go vet minimum with him, right? I think we're looking to do something a little bit more significant than that, but they're obviously not going to break the bank. Tashawn Gibson at one point in time would have been an impact player. I think that time is gone. And it may be gone for Justin Simmons as well. But they like having veteran guys. They like having guys with a presence. And he would add that.
Remember, Simmons had a visit with them last year. They talked last year and had interest.
The money was way too much last year.
And they were still, they hadn't moved on from Marcus. So there was that.
Yep.
Yeah,
I mean, look, if you made me pinpoint a guy and throw a dart at one person in this class, I would do it with him. You could also bring him in, and that's not going to preclude you from drafting someone, which it's pretty clear they want to draft some safeties, and they should draft some safeties. And if you sign Simmons, it's clearly a stopgap. Hey, you want to come here for a year and try to win a Super Bowl? I mean, it is what it is.
There's been a lot of the quote-unquote draft experts that have linked the Ravens to one of those first-round safeties. Obviously, if you sign Justin Simmons, wouldn't that preclude you think you'd still draft one in the first round?
Remember we had this discussion about Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. You could get six DBs on the field. You can do all kinds of stuff. Is Kyle Hamilton, like, you could, in a lot of systems, Kyle Hamilton's a linebacker. Yeah. He's not even really, like, so... No, I don't think if that's the if they they've been pretty good at identifying safeties in the draft. They haven't always been great about implementing them, and certainly free agency is a whole nother ball of wax. But no, I don't think it would stop them at all. Nor do I think it should.
One of the standouts in the Ravens secondary, Marlon Humphrey, he outlined offseason plan.
The Marlon plan? Is it like the Joe Burrow plan?
Yeah. Similar.
Except he's on Twitter.
He tweeted, good morning, I've been too locked into golf and forgot it's time for recruiter Humph to be great. Ravens flock, who do we want? And someone said, I think we would like to know, who do you want? So he outlined it all, Jason. This is Marlon Humphrey's tweet. Resign Ronnie. B. Steve, and a few others.
Pass.
Yeah.
Devontae, probably pricey. So realistically, Coop is wide receiver 3. If Cup's price makes sense, boom. I don't know, Judon market, but boom. Draft best available.
We talked about Judon. Yeah.
Yes. Draft best available corner or pass rusher with the first two picks.
Boom.
Later rounds, find a guy that just loves football. That's Marlon Humphrey.
Do you think he confirmed with his buddy? You think he texted with his buddy EDC about any of that? He's in the circle of trust.
Maybe he texted his buddy Judon.
Did not put anything about going into Mr. EDC's barbershop because I think that's going to be more of a negotiation. Yeah.
That changed.
I mean, I don't disagree with a lot of what he says.
Except for Brandon
Steele. Well, he's got to
put up for his guy.
He's got to do that. And Cooper Kupp, I don't know.
I'd rather have Keenan. Yeah. Price is cheaper, and I think he'd be a good fit as a 3.
Yeah, he's hitting a lot of the position groups of note. I think pass rush needs to be in there somewhere. Probably even a little more prominently.
Well, Harold Landry just got waived.
Yeah,
interesting cat.
There's plenty of options.
Coming up next, Terps Senior Day tomorrow, Xfinity Center. Games at 3, pregame coverage at 2 here on The Fan. And one of those seniors that will be honored tomorrow, Selton Miguel.
Yes.
He joins us next here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-based insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, non-stop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.